Okay.
Like, I know there's Mr. Skins and they're called Wiki. Like, WikiLeaks was, like, something like that.
Okay.
But there's WikiFeet.
Okay.
And there's a lot of female open work micers we know who have WikiFeet entries.
What is that?
Like, their feet?
What like people take doing? Pictures of their feet from social media and then put it on the feet fetish site.
Oh, okay. So it's a collection of anyone who's ever really posted their feet.
It's, yeah. And, but feet, people are so into feet that there's everybody is on there.
Okay.
Somehow. Yeah.
I hate everybody. I hope everybody gets sent to a labor camp. Comics are posting pictures of their feet on...
No, they're not posting. People are taking the feet pics. Yeah.
Oh, they're stealing them from
them? They're stealing them.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
That's good.
I'm into that now.
Yeah.
How do I get into this?
They're not monetizing their feet, which is weirdly I do find more disgusting.
Yeah.
Than people just stealing it to jack off to viciously.
Who? Shit, hold on. The mic's fucking up.
Well, because that's a sexual inclination where it's just like, all right, whatever, you're into feet, you're not harming anyone.
Right.
They put it up there.
And there's a deep shame to it, which I respect.
Yeah, exactly.
I respect
they're
shame.
They're sickened by it.
Right.
They hate themselves.
Yeah.
But the comics are all proud. Like, yeah, this is just something I do. Like, I don't know, I get people give me money for my feet.
I'm in the top 0.5% of WikiFeet.
Remember
people?
During the riots last year? Or like, the riots were all these like white women that looked like Steve Buscemi were like telling people that like, hey, I'll donate $30 to Black Lives Matter I'll send you a picture of my tits if you donate $30 to Black Lives Matter.
And I legitimately donated like $600 to Black Lives. It would ruin me because I've never bought porn before, just out of shame. And this was like my one opportunity to like do it, and it's like
where
it's good,
right? Yeah, there's a good cause behind
it. I kept
it.
Any person I met in real life who posted that, I sent them money.
That's so funny. That's just, like,
and most of them were terrible pictures
because you don't like donate to get a Bang Bros account and they're like, thank you, we are now going to help out Sudanese people. Right. you want me to sit there? By the way,
you
look like you're baking.
I love it. My skin hurts, and I think it's great. I've been inside for 4 weeks straight, and I think it's good. I'm getting roasted by the sun now.
What have you been up to? You took like a little like break from making the drawings for a second.
I'm just living
recalibrating.
Alone. Yeah, depressed about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like living alone, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
You should get like a roommate. Find an old Chinese man in Alhambra to bunk up with.
I get a roommate who just stands like this with his hands behind his back.
You wake up, he's crouching, smoking, and drinking a coffee.
I'm like, hey, Wen, how's it? He's like, yeah.
It'd honestly be like a Rush Hour type buddy combo. Right, yeah. Like, you guys would have a great time.
They give me breakfast and a gigantic wok. Just scrambled eggs that he's just flipping the shit out of.
He lives in your dresser like Seinfeld.
Right.
Sleep standing up.
Yeah, I put him in a Big Bird cage. When it's time to sleep, I put a big thing over it so he thinks it's dark out.
You just throw a towel over his cage and he goes to sleep.
Yeah, in the morning I just poke a little thing of those Chinese cigarettes through with the long ash. He's just on the little bird cage thing, just smoking, snooping.
How is your area? Do you like it? Or are you starting?
It's fine. Yeah, it's mostly just. It really is just Chinese people.
Yeah,
and then, so I'm walking around. I'm like taller than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great.
Yeah,
yeah. They all get.
They think
out of
you're
my
Godzilla.
Way. Yeah, they really do. They get out of my way. They have respect for me. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
it is funny when I go to all my clients and they're like, "Where do you live?" And they're like, "Alhambra." And they're like, "Oh my!" They're like. They can't believe they're like that. Isn't that dangerous? I'm like, it's
dangerous.
It's Chinese people. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know where they would get that. I think they're just racist.
I guess so.
Like, isn't that Chinese?
You know all those Chinese gangs.
Dangerous means Chinese.
Those Chinese gangs ruining Los Angeles.
Like you're like living with the triads.
Right, yeah. You know all those rickshaws with neon lights under them? Just doing drive-bys in Los Angeles.
Isn't it dangerous? Don't you get hit with fish walking the streets? Isn't it dangerous? What the fuck is going on with this mic?
Does it keep going out?
I think it's because it's like maybe coiled. Hello?
All right. Is that good?
Yeah. It's not your guys's. It's mine.
Okay.
The star of the show. No,
right.
I think it's just because...
You're probably just holding it shittily.
I don't know.
Because you sigh.
I hate technology. It's only $800 worth of equipment, you know? God forbid it's a little crumpled up.
It needs to bask in the sun, too.
Yeah.
Get a tan. We have it on the floor.
Yeah, I like the idea that you guys keep recording in more and more dangerous environments.
We should do one in like Skid Row or right. something next.
You're or Alhambra. You
guys, let's go to the Cecil Hotel.
Right. You guys are in that big water tower at the Cecil.
We should go to the water tower.
With the dead woman in
there? The dead Chinese lady, right?
Right. Yeah, dead Chinese lady. Hey, yeah. There we go.
There we go.
Well, yeah. Joey had a great idea that we go to the post office and try to podcast.
Do an audit?
Well, like we do a live audit podcast.
We tell them it's we have a right to our privacy.
This is for a story. We're reporters right. doing a story.
You guys are with Serial.
We're protected by 1A, right. poster 7.
We're doing a podcast about the Unabomber, so.
I've been watching a lot of those. I don't know what it is about them that calms me. They're like calming.
The audits?
Yeah, because they always just start off with a guy wandering around. You kind of see that. You're like, oh,
wait,
nice.
What are the audits? You guys have been talking
Dude,
about this.
Dude, they're these videos where these guys just film like public areas. Mm-hmm. And then people will be like, what are you doing? Why are you filming us? And then he goes, I don't have to tell you anything. The guy's just like, I'm just doing a report on something. And they're like, who are you with? And they're like, I don't answer questions. And then the people get like so weirded out, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They call the cops. And then the cops come. And then the guy just like dominates them with his knowledge of the First Amendment. And the cops are usually... Either they try to bully them or they know exactly what they are and they're yeah. like, listen, you have every right to record in public. These people are just a little uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
We're going to ask you to not. And they're like, sir, I'm sorry. I can't do that. Yeah, I'm going to keep filming these people at the post office.
So these people's like brains are broken.
They're a little off.
Right.
But they do it every day. Mm-hmm. They have a better work ethic than me.
Right.
They wake up bright and early, 8 a.m., and they go yeah. down to like a construction site, and they mm-hmm. film the people,
mm-hmm.
and then the construction worker's like, what the fuck are you doing, freak? And then the guy's like, I don't have to tell you anything.
You're like, get back to work.
And then they call the cops, and then the cops come, and if the cops, even for a second, try to be like, can you just go? They'll be like, get out of my face, you tyrant.
Yeah.
You fucking tyrant. Look at this tyrant.
Yeah, it's amazing the work ethic of mentally ill people.
Oh, my.
Like, they just really get to
it. I mean,
it.
We look at Donda. Kanye's album's like 2 hours long.
Oh, the second I saw it was at hour 40, so I'm like, oh, this is going to suck.
Yeah, exactly. When I saw that there were songs where it's like, part two, Jesus is God. Jesus is God, part 9. I'm like, enough of Jesus,
I'm in
Kanye.
Jail. Fuck crime.
You know, it'd be interesting if Kanye was an atheist out of nowhere.
Right.
That'd be great. If out of nowhere he just turned into like, you know, early 2000s Bill Maher. Mm-hmm. He's real like cunty
yeah.
about it.
Yes, yeah. His next album has an ape smoking a cigarette on it.
Deal with it, fucks. But yeah, like Donda, I'm like nervous to even put it on. It's too long.
It is funny that people got mad that DaBaby is. I just love people being mad at DaBaby. It's very funny.
I love anyone being moral about anyone in hip hop.
Right.
Like everybody we're listening to isn't admitting to possibly killing people,
right.
beating people's heads in at the club,
openly mm-hmm. talking about being a former drug dealing,
right. dealing to kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if then a guy says it, not you're allowed to do everything. You're allowed to be like a shitty person over a beat, but the minute the beat stops, if you're just talking,
you rhyme,
now it's bad.
Yeah.
Like,
what if he was at that concert and had a little beat behind him? People would be like, I thought that was the song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like if there was like a beat and he was like, raise your hands if you don't have AIDS.
Yeah.
People would be like, this song's hot. What did he say? He said that, right?
All he's my like, gay he's fans like, clean.
Yeah, he's like, raise your hands if you ain't been in the parking lot sucking dick on that DL shit. Getting that AIDS on the low key, like that type of stuff.
It is such an early, that is such a like a early 2000s way of thinking. It is funny that he's like stuck in time.
It's a very Joe Budden thing to say.
Yes.
Out of nowhere.
It's like so funny in 2021. He's like, none of you motherfuckers better got AIDS. like yelling at his fans.
A disease that doesn't kill anyone in America
yeah,
now.
Exactly. It's like not
it's
even like, a problem.
Yeah,
like what are you talking about?
Like, we have AIDS. We're stronger now. It was also funny the amount of, like the ACLU, it was like an official statement, like the ACLU is shocked and appalled at the statements of DaBaby.
Of DaBaby.
The ACLU got involved?
No, it was like every organization was like the United Negro College Fund would like to denounce the statements of DaBaby.
DaBaby. this buff man that, like, you know, his half his videos are jokes.
Yeah, yeah,
the guy that made Walker Texas Rangers, like, you know, in the Supreme Court like for hate crime. Now. Right.
Yeah. The guy who's got his most famous picture is a little him on his hat.
Him, yes, exactly.
With the little two guns pointing at
his head. He's basically the black Lloyd Christmas. Right. And we're pretending he's this, you know,
criminal. Elton John's like, frankly, I expected better from DaBaby.
Dude, it's crazy that he actually got in trouble. Like, what Eminem said in Marshall Mathers LP, way more inflammatory.
Yeah, very, very much
But it
worse.
Was just, it was, you know, it's artistic because it's so, it was a character.
Right.
But, you know.
I think that is honestly the problem is that he was just literally like freestyling in between songs.
Yeah, the problem was it's like when anytime an artist talks in between songs, the press takes it like this. Yeah. Oh, we never really hear these people speak.
Right.
Like,
can you imagine
this
just
is what
Bruce
he believes.
Springsteen between songs at a concert? Just like, yeah, I remember my old man. We were on Thunder Road, and he told me a lot of queers on this road. He's sucking dick, giving each other AIDS.
He's like, I found out Mary was a post-op trans and threw acid on her. Anyway, baby, we were born to run.
See, the Last Chance heroes, those were people who dressed like women and got fucked in the ass at truck stops. Tramp like a... The streets of people misunderstand. The streets of Philadelphia was about how God would wash the evil away from the streets and down the gutter. Much like Travis Bickle, who I identify with. I was broken, battered. I was recognize myself.
Bruce Springsteen denouncing trans people in between songs.
So Nebraska is about how white people are good.
Highways jam with BLM protesters.
And lot lizards.
And lot lizards. About to run them over with my car.
A lot of them lot lizards actually have dicks, which I don't condone.
Listen, if it comes to me, I think if you can pull it off, if you look like a woman, I'm okay with it. Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? And he just always goes right into the song. Did it go and leave you all alone?
A lot of them use a special tape to tape their dick and their balls back, so it's hard to catch.
A lot of gay people are dancing in the dark. Let's keep it that way.
Secret Garden is about a trans person's tape back dick.
I like that we also, we've made Bruce Springsteen like Willie Nelson. Right. He's like this southern guy.
Yeah.
Mary.
It's the rising.
I can't believe you're trans.
It's the rising.
Yeah, I was wondering why you kept showing me Euphoria on HBO.
I was like, it's kind of fucked up that they did that to those kids.
I remember saying, well, what was that movie you loved? It was Tangerine.
And I kept wondering why that movie was so good to you. Seeing as how it was filled with blacks and trans people, I didn't like it too much. Anyway, 1, 2, 3, 4. Highway jam, we're broken here.
Glory day.
Bigot Bruce Springsteen is my new favorite character.
That's a great character right there.
The E in E Street Band stands for ew, no trans people.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's some good stuff.
But yeah, DaBaby is
DaBaby is a problematic.
Yeah, that's not that's
problematic.
It's problematic.
Yeah. DaBaby. The man looks like he inflates his upper body every day. Like he looks like in SpongeBob when they inflate the muscle arms.
Yeah, he's got that silicone that Indian guy is injecting them. And they walk around and it's like fooling nobody. It's my favorite. They're like, oh yeah, the guy with the world's biggest bicep has no muscle surrounding it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Kim Kardashian fake ass for their arms. It's weird the Kanye stuff, because I guess Kim has come to a couple of the performances.
Yeah, I think they're still working together.
But
a
isn't
lot.
He like denouncing her on the isn't there a whole song where he's like talking shit about her?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I saw like,
I
the live stream.
A divorce.
And
I mean,
the live stream. It seemed like there was an entire song where he's mentioning Kim K and like,
oh, really?
Something about her being a liar or something.
I'm sure there's something.
But
like
they're
that.
All in bed. They know. Yeah. Like she knows it's all business.
What if she's listening to it? Like I have lied. That's not untrue. I lie. I lie a lot. She's like, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, listen. She's fucking. She's like, unfortunately, our modern day
royalty.
Like civil rights leader. She's getting more people out of prison than anyone. She's literally been pursuing like law to the level where she's people are getting hell helped out by her. Like if they contact her and tell her a case that, you know, my family needs help with this innocent person in prison, like she can get some shit going. Right.
Yeah.
That really, it's insane. It's like,
yeah. That also says awesome. A lot about our Justice Department that your last line of defense is Kim Kardashian.
It really does. Yeah. And it's all because they're like, dad ass, don't lie. Acquitted.
Yeah, they just try to get it. It's like the OJ case. Try to put a pair of pants on her ass. Just won't fit. Just miming
it. It's like so funny. Like, yeah, like to get black people out of prison, you have to have a huge ass.
Turn around. Spin.
Judge is like, do a little spin.
Yeah, just see a guy with a shovel.
So you're saying he was in prison for 20 years, falsely accused? God damn. All right.
Yeah.
You're released.
Yeah. I just love somebody turns around and just like a shovel ass. He's like, you are being executed by lethal injection.
She spins. It's like a not a great ass. Right. And they go, she goes, shoot him.
Yeah. It's like fat, but it's loose. And he's like,
give him the chair. Give him the chair.
Yeah. Very good. So, speaking of which, we're 20th anniversary of 9/11 is coming up.
Oh, good change of topic. Right, of fuck yeah. It is. And did you hear that Richie and I tried watching the Spike Lee documentary where I literally can't tell what the point of it is. Like the first episode's an hour and 48 minutes long. Richie and I got like 30 minutes in. It's all about COVID and just like nurses.
Did this just come out?
Yeah, it's on HBO. 9/11. But it's supposed to be, yeah, that's, I put it on because I love 9/11 stuff.
Of course, yeah, it's great.
And it's all COVID bullshit.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
And so I didn't skip ahead. Maybe it gets into 9/11 later, but it's also like a bunch of parts. So there's going to be another episode. Jesus. And they're like hours long. But he was pressured into taking out like 30 minutes of him questioning why the buildings fell that way.
Okay, that I did hear about. Yeah.
And it wasn't just from some like quack group. It was from a group called like literally like engineers and scientists questioning, why the buildings fell that way. Like,
that he was featuring in the documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, like, some guy on YouTube that he was in. And even Spike Lee, to his credit, was like, you know, yeah, I just got to say, like, when I see that footage, it's odd, and I've always wondered what else is going on and blah, blah, blah. And he was being questioned in this interview, and they're just making him feel, like, crazy for it. And then the next day, it's out of the documentary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's people don't want you to, I mean, I don't think it was controlled demolition, but still I get why people would question that.
Yeah.
And I also noticed the inclination we have to, at least in mass media, it's like you're not allowed to even question anything more. You have to accept like the certain narratives that are out there.
Maybe I don't know. The Building 7, it all comes down to that to me. Like that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard about.
What if the terrorists came down just from Mookie throwing a trash can through the window? After they choked out Radio Raheem.
The towers came down because it was a really hot day in Brooklyn.
Did he do the right thing, ladies and gentlemen? He killed 2,200 people.
Sal is out in front of the towers just like, that's my fucking pizzeria! Get out! No! That's my fucking business!
The whole building lined with pictures of Italian people.
The Twin Towers were just ovens for pizzas. I worked my whole life for the World Trade Center.
I don't even know if this is funny. I was laughing the other day just thinking of Radio Raheem walking down the street, but he's just blaring like Sufjan Stevens out of his boombox.
Blasting Mac DeMarco.
Right. Just blasting like the Call Me By Your Name soundtrack. Turn that shit off. It's just like, I will call you with your name tenderly in the darkness.
I have always loved those like juxtapositions. Like I've always wanted to do a sketch where it's like a bunch of like hood black dudes and they're all like drinking out of like styrofoam cups and they're smoking a blunt. And then one of them turns to the other guy and they're like, yo, put on Amelie. Like, they're really into, like, avant-garde. Yeah,
they think
like,
it's the Little Wayne song. You tell me they made a movie of Amelie?
Shit, Amelie is a movie?
No, low-key, we thought it was Lil Wayne, but it turned out to be some real avant-garde shit. It kind of reminded me of early Godard.
They're like, yo, this is like, you ever seen Fellini?
Yo, low key Breathless changed my life.
But yeah, the Spike Lee doc. I do want to get to an episode about 9/11.
Sure.
But yeah, 9/11, the anniversary coming up. You really don't think it's odd? It's a little weird.
I think it's more my conspiracies that, well, did the U.S. I mean, the U.S. intelligence departments definitely knew that something like this was possibly going to happen.
Yeah.
And kind of just let it fly. But according to them, they let it fly just because they're like, yeah, we just, you know, some sneak through sometimes. And I think it was just more of their like, just let it through, whatever, so we can just basically,
you know, that
have
same,
a reason to go to war.
But that same day, they were literally conducting what do you call it? They were conducting a trial run of like, what if a national emergency happened?
Yeah.
That's why they were like late to even
because they thought it was a trial.
Because it was a trial. It's like, why would all these things be lining up? There's a lot of weird stuff.
There was literally, this was proposed basically in a government program in the 80s, but never done.
Yeah.
Is that they basically fake a plane hijacking to get the U.S. to invade Cuba or some South American nation. I can't remember. Yeah, and then also, I mean, this ties into like some anti-Semitic theory, but there were a lot of people who did mysteriously not be in the buildings those days. Like I'm not doing the joke. I can see you looking at me like you're waiting for it. But the owner of the World Trade Center building is like Larry Goldsmith or something like that.
Sure.
He was always eating at the Windows of the World every morning, and he just happened to be at a doctor's appointment that they could never find a record of later.
Right.
And he like just taken out like a huge insurance policy on the buildings.
Yep.
Yeah, he got like $4.5 billion.
Did you ever see the new Pearl Harbor?
His entire family who works in the building was out that day. They were not in the building.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the new Pearl Harbor?
The Ben Affleck one?
No. No, it's a doc. That'd be so funny if the movie Pearl Harbor by Michael Bay was about, secretly, right, subtly about 9/11.
Right. He's like Kubrick. Michael Bay.
You gotta look for
that.
The clues.
Yeah, Michael Bay faked 9/11. Like,
no,
Kubrick
it's,
with the
it's this like 5-hour documentary made by this like pretty legit documentarian on YouTube that like is hard to get a hold of because he's terrified for his life because he's made pretty in-depth docs about these conspiracies.
He has one about 9/11.
It's about 9/11. It's hard to find on YouTube, but it's pretty fucking amazing. And you know, some parts maybe are a little absurd, but other parts are like, what? That's true. Like, what is that? Uh-huh. What are we talking about? If you honestly, I kind of challenge anyone to watch that documentary and at the end not think we don't know something about it.
Right.
Like, it's impossible, actually. There's so many fucking weird things. Like, it just is like the people on the planes that made calls. First off, I've really never seen anybody currently make a phone call in an airplane, even with like iPhones. So back in 2001, somebody was like,
I've heard you say that. This is like you got to stop saying that take. There were phones on planes.
Yeah, no, I think that was
people
were
on cell phones.
I
with
made a phone on a plane.
On a cell phone?
I think because they were flying so low.
No, they were on cell phones.
But I think that's because they were flying so low.
I know
they're flying low to stay under radar. Because I think I've looked this one up before.
I don't buy it. No.
Also, how do you know they were cell phones? How do you know they weren't the phone?
They were because they were cell phone calls.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what it leads you to believe, at least.
That's what he said. That's what Pearl Harbor says.
That's what the calls were made from. I don't know, the Shanksville where in Pennsylvania where the United 93 went down.
Uh-huh.
There's like little to no debris from the plane, and it looks like a firecracker went off, like where a 747 was supposed to fucking have, you know, crashed.
I do always remember
the Pentagon footage. There's literally no footage of the airplane hitting it. It's very weird. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense. You see a plane like almost driving towards it. You don't really see a plane flying into it. Mm-hmm. You see you see an image of a plane, and then the footage cuts, and then you just kind of see like a weird explosion. But
maybe
that was always strange
to me.
Maybe they
did it on purpose, but I know people's parents who were there.
And did they see a plane?
Well, no. The Pentagon's huge. It's like really spread out
right. And
low. It's not like a high rise.
Plus, there's five sides to it, so you know, it's facing the same direction.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a Pentagon.
Right.
That's why it's called that.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought it just sounded good.
You're the guy who only knows shapes from UFC. So I start with the octagon, and I know if I go down, it's flesh.
I love the octagon, up, you know, a big UFC guy. Well, you know, no, also Donald Rumsfeld was, like, out there in the Pentagon, like, fake helping out people for, like, photo ops and stuff. Oh. Like, it was pretty interesting, like, right. like, you know, 15 minutes later, like, he's out there, you know, like, the equivalent of, like, a mayor with a hard hat on, like, nailing something in.
I think the day before he announced that the U.S. government had, like, lost, like, $2.7 trillion or something that they just couldn't account for anymore.
Right, right.
And then, yeah, 9/11.
And none of that.
Not saying I necessarily believe in any of this stuff. I just think there's
interesting. All those other things I just mentioned are just cute. The big thing is Building 7 doesn't make any fucking sense why some other building that day just collapsed.
Right.
It's ridiculous. In fact, I mean, I'm sorry, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life, that on this, just randomly on this day where two planes hit the World Trade Center, another building that basically had nobody in it but was filled with, you know, very important documents also collapsed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In a controlled demolition type way. Mm-hmm. There's even a documentary. Have you ever seen that documentary where it covers this fire department in New York City, and it's not about 9/11. It's just covering them and their brotherhood, and it's really good.
Does it end in
9/11? An hour in, they're literally just dealing with a manhole cover at 8 a.m.
Yes,
on September
11th, yeah.
And they see a plane. They're like, that plane's flying really low, and this guy turns the camera up, and it hits the towers, and then the rest of the documentary is about them doing that, like,
right,
helping
doing
out 9/11, at 9/11.
Yeah.
The rest of the documentary is about them.
We've joked about this before, but just like the day it's happening, somebody, people just be like, hey, 9/11's happening.
Like, oh, they knew.
Shit. Yeah, they're like, oh, shit, 9/11?
People that day, they're like, god damn it, dude, 9/11's going to be rough.
Yeah. Sorry I'm late to work, just fucking 9/11.
They're like, 9/11, dude.
Yeah, just ruined my day.
People that day, they saw the planes hit, and like a guy that has no knowledge of anything with the Middle East is just like, fucking Bin Laden. He just knew.
It would be fun for 9/11 to happen in our current, like, political environment.
Yeah.
Just to see everybody, like, immediately fighting over, like, you know, which president's fault it
is. Right, exactly. Back then, we kind of came together for at least, like, a year.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it would just be in the streets, like, who did it? Antifa?
Yeah. You'd
or BLM?
Trump that this was going to happen, and he didn't inform the new administration.
Right. Yeah.
Within days, you see TikToks of DaBaby, like, kicking the towers over.
There'd be a meme immediately.
Right, immediately, yeah.
That building had AIDS, so I had to knock it over.
If 9/11 happened today, the day after, there'd be people doing the milk crate challenge where a guy is on top of the towers falling and they're exploding.
Honestly, 9/11 was just a big milk crate challenge gone wrong.
It was honestly a milk crate. What if Al-Qaeda was just trying to do the milk crate challenge and they stumbled into the pilot and he just flew into the towers?
It's that documentary Man on Wire, but it's just a guy in the biggest milk crate challenge of all time.
I've always thought, like one of the funniest explanations for 9/11, like, if they came out and they were just like, the pilots were just drunk. Two separate pilots, they just had, you know?
Sometimes in the air.
They were bad pilots. They flew right into it.
Yeah, that's like, I think there's an old Mr. Show sketch where they're talking about the JFK assassination, and they're just like, sometimes people's heads just do that. It happens sometimes.
Did you see that great Ray Kump tweet where Ray goes, like, blaming Joe Biden for Afghanistan is like blaming Jackie Kennedy for not putting her husband's brains back in his skull?
Right.
And he goes, which, by the way, I do.
I do. It is so funny because I just rewatched Oliver Stone's JFK.
Yeah.
Which, that guy's insane, by the way.
He's like one of my least favorite filmmakers, but
I don't like him at all.
JFK is a good movie.
I hate everything he's made. I've tried to.
I've hated every movie he's ever made,
it's
honestly.
Just so self-indulgent. There's literally one scene where it's like Tommy Lee Jones and Joe Pesci, like, a year off of Goodfellas. They're just doing poppers in, like, this gay sex party. Tommy Lee Jones spray painted all in gold. Joe Pesci's in a big, like, French aristocrat wig. He does a popper and then he squeezes Tommy Lee Jones's nipple, and then there's just like a slow, like a bull sound effect, like sound effect out of nowhere. It doesn't match any of the movie whatsoever. You're just like, what is this guy's fucking problem?
He's an idiot.
He's a dumbass.
Do you ever see Any Given Sunday?
Oh yeah, of
it's
course.
The worst sports
horrible
movie I've ever
it's
seen
terrible
in my life.
Terrible.
There's a scene where a guy's eye comes out on the field, yeah, like it's Saving Private Ryan, and the coach is like, you know, just like, that happens, kid. You know, like it's it was it's like if it's like a guy that's never fucking, you know, ever played a sport, man.
It's so over the top that it doesn't even feel real at all. No, and every football player terrible. Looks like Goldberg. Every single one of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's brutal.
I hate that. I hate him. I hate.
He sucks.
W sucks.
Born
on the 4th of July.
I watched Platoon. It's okay.
Platoon's fine.
It's his best movie.
It's his best movie. Yeah. And that's just because it gets all hot and heavy when they start raiding those villages.
It gets hot. Yeah.
Starts getting really hot.
I can't watch it without getting turned on. Right, folks? You don't realize you've lost everyone. Guys, where'd everyone go?
The kind of things.
Right? We all love.
Platoon's a sexy movie.
Right? We all love to see a woman in a rice hat get blown up, right, guys? Oh, I'm the villain. I'm the bad guy. Just drunk. Drunk at a screening. It is funny in the you watch the tape and there really is a moment where she does think she can just put his brains back into his head.
There is, yeah.
Just out of instinct.
Tragic.
And you're like,
it's
look at this dumb bitch.
He's dead, idiot.
I thought if maybe I could gather the brains, just, then I could put
Jackie Kennedy had like that frail voice.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I just watched my husband's head get ripped open like a zipper.
Well, I saw a hole in the head, which I thought, that's bad.
It would be so cool to live through another presidential assassination.
What's that?
I want to add to the list of our essentially worthless decade of existence.
With a presidential
presidential assassination would be nice to add to the
list. We're due for one.
Yeah. Of traumatic events that have happened during our youth.
It's crazy that we went through a black president and a Donald Trump presidency and no one attempted it at all.
It is insane.
Yeah.
It kind of goes to show that maybe the CIA has who they want.
Right. Maybe. I mean, the last presidential attempt we had was that guy throwing shoes at George Bush.
Yeah.
But that's the closest we got.
I know. And it wasn't even, the shoe didn't even have a bomb in it. I know. sucked.
Just throwing sandals at him.
Throwing a sandal at him. Third world attempt.
Yeah. I love to think that that guy is like a hero in whatever stupid country he's from.
Where was
from
he from?
I don't know. Yeah. Some sandal country.
Exactly. Some sandal country. Right.
Some country America films Jesus movies in.
I love that scene in the Simpsons where like Mo is like testifying like that the mayor like wasn't there on some day that he was, you know, they're accusing him of something, and he goes Mayor Quimby wasn't there that day, he was with me donating food to you know, one of them loser countries. One of them loser countries.
Yeah, exactly. That is really how I think of the world in my head. It's like the cool countries that I know about, and it's like, yeah, there's all the dirty places.
There's a lot. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
If you ain't America, you ain't it.
Right. All the Black Hawk Down countries.
Yeah, exactly. Where just any country where like there's an aerial shot and you hear like, hey, you're just like, all right.
Yeah. If somebody asked me what Morocco is like, I'm just imagining the movie Madagascar in my head. Like it's just singing lemurs.
Talking lines.
Yeah, talking lines and hippos. I'm like, that's every
country. And
they're
all voiced by Chris Rock.
Right, exactly. That's every country I don't know about. It's like, that's probably, wouldn't it be funny if you went over there and it's exactly right? I watched that Anthony Bourdain documentary.
We did too. We've
did
been talking about it a lot.
Yeah. Have you talked about it on the pod?
We did, but I would love to hear your thoughts on it.
Oh, it's funny to me. It's like, clearly, first off, that woman killed him.
Yeah.
She's a despicable woman.
She's a terrible
person. You can feel the
documentary
not wanting to say that, but you could tell.
I did think they did an interesting job of like, they just mentioned her, but they were like, but who knows why he did it.
Right.
Like, but well, the one like thing you're in the press cheating on him publicly.
Well, and they mentioned the Me Too movement. The one thing they didn't mention is he killed himself literally like a couple weeks before it came out that she had been fucking that
the kid yeah.
that she was on a movie with when he was 7.
You know, I never even put that together.
Yes,
I think
because I double checked the timing on that. I almost think because they said he got so pulled into it.
He felt so embarrassed, right?
I think this is the part they didn't bring up. You could see they're like, he got so pulled into it, and then they're like wanting to say something, and then they're like, no, I'm going to get eviscerated in the press.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't really.
And he got so pulled into it, and then you look at the timing, it's like, then it was like just coming out. I'm sure because those stories, they reach out like, hey, we're going to go forward with this. Yeah. Do you want to make a comment?
Yeah, you're right.
So
I guess
probably
it was,
he just got that. Then also she's cheating with him in the
press. She's cheating on him in the press, and he's like, and I've been such a proponent of this movement because of her.
Right.
And I've looked like really lame, and then now you're involved in a thing.
It's like, less like, this is my last real shot at trying
to be
happy.
I think he felt so ashamed of himself.
And it was like, I think part of him was like, this is my last shot at being happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other cool thing, I just hit you. I think the other cool thing about the documentary is it kind of, I think, is a condemnation of a romantic, an overly romantic view of your own life.
Because
I think that was part of Bourdain's. That was what made him great, but also what made him like, you know, I think eventually kill himself is just this idea that you have to editorialize every moment in your life. And every day is like feeding into some grand metaphor about who you are. And he's just like this poster boy for it's like, no, I had to get addicted to heroin.
Yeah.
It's cool to get addicted. Like Lou Reed was addicted to heroin, so I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And just fit all these certain like archetypes and stereotypes.
You start losing grasp of like moments that naturally provide you growth.
Right.
When you're kind of doing a artificial version of it for a TV show all the time. So he probably also resented that,
right?
Where it's like monetizing off of natural moments, and now they're unnatural because we're filming. I mean, that whole scene when he is, I've talked about it, but like that scene when he's letting Asia Argento direct the episode, and he just cuts off that asylum seeker in the middle of like a really heavy story.
Right. And so she can get the cinematography.
So she can get a shot right, and every one of his friends. The best thing about the documentary is all his friends are as honest as they fucking can be.
Right.
So at the end, like when that Asian lady that was like the DA, the PA on the show or whatever, who
not
was
Asia.
Like, no, not Asia. Yeah, yeah. Just an Asian woman.
Right.
She was very honest. Like they were like, we've never seen this out of Anthony. It was like really gross behavior. Mm-hmm. He was cutting off his best friends. He was not responding to his best friends because if they had some ulterior political opinion.
Right.
And just saying like that was completely out of character for him to do is, you know, care, like not listen to a guy in a scene and care about the direction of it. He was completely in a different world.
Antithetical to his nature.
Yes. And I think maybe when you come out of that, like a werewolf, you come out of like that, oh my God, I've been this other person. You have, he obviously had an intense amount of shame.
Right.
And I don't know. I think he killed himself out of rage, though. I don't think he killed himself out of sadness. I think he killed himself in a rage filled.
Probably. Yeah. Mania. Maybe like this. Well, this is, I don't know. I think most suicides end in like, are done in like some very spur of the moment, like
deep
emotion you won't feel.
It has to be done so quick set up a rope and hang yourself is so violent.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I can't imagine like I'll hang myself after this episode. Seinfeld. Like, I don't think it's something you wait around for. Yeah. You know,
like, I would be like, I gotta go to Ace, get some rope. I'm like, ugh. Like, I'll do that. And like,
it's rush hour right now.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch Anthony Bourdain, Richie?
Yeah. Like Parts Unknown.
Yeah. I gotta say, ultimately, like, I find the show amusing. Like, when I'm on a flight, I'll watch it, kind of, because you get shots of stuff, and he was an interesting guy, but I did think he also had a sense of, like, he thought it was very ridiculous that he was so famous for having a very, you know, you're watching a guy just, like, go on vacation.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think he was like, what do I even do?
Right.
He's like, I wrote a book, and now I just have this cushy life where they just send me places, and I just drink with a local and eat good food. I mean, it's like, what? You know what I mean? Like, you know when you're having, like, too good of a time for too long, and you're like, you feel shitty about yourself? You're like, what the fuck?
Right.
What do I mean, I'm not learning anything. Like, I'm not doing anything with my life. Mm-hmm. I'm famous for hanging.
I think that's, like, the disconnect, though, where people, I still have a tough time understanding or like fully empathizing with him killing himself, just because it's like, well, you are doing what pretty much people save up money their entire life to do. It's not like a you act like this is like a bad thing. Like, oh, your life's so horrible that you're having too good a time.
No, I also then think it's ridiculous.
You could also just take
a
break.
Your life
just not
ass.
Do it.
Well, I also just think it shows the treadmill of existence where all that stuff, you know, I've seen it with people in our personal life who, you know, I'm talking about, but like people have like, you know, reached the mountaintop and it's like, it doesn't really change your happiness level whatsoever.
No,
you know, it's just more, you get used to it in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's just who we are.
Yep.
And I think there's definitely something to him.
Grass is always greener, too.
Yeah, God, you know, don't get me started.
To tell you.
Yeah, that
you
damn know? That damn grass.
That grass is always greener. That's on the my other suicide side of that note. Damn hill.
The worst suicide
It just
suicide
says
note.
The grass is always greener.
People are like, oh, what a hack.
They're like,
the cops find it. What a piece of shit.
Thank God he killed himself. That guy sucked.
The cop puts the suicide note in his pocket, making the announcement to the press. Right. He's like, there are... was no suicide.
No, no, yeah.
No, no.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, I leave like a quote from the Joker. I just say, some people want to watch The World Burn. They're like, oh, what a little bitch.
Yeah, you leave like a quote like from like Little Wayne.
Right.
Or it's like, life has its ups and downs like a roller coaster.
Right.
And the cops are like, this is embarrassing.
Right.
It's like I'm glad he killed himself.
His last words were, bitch, I'm the bomb.
Right.
Tick.
Yeah, yeah. My note is just like, have you guys heard 6 foot, 7 foot? That has crazy verses, you know? All right, see ya. Bye. Just next to my head, just blown open.
I wonder if, what people had, like, really hilarious suicide notes.
You'd want to go funny, right?
Yeah.
To at least not be, like, a sad loser.
If you go funny, you look like such a fucking gangster.
Right.
That you, like, that it wasn't even, it wasn't nothing, like, it wasn't anything.
Right. I don't even give a shit.
I don't
shit.
Even fucking care. No, dirt off my shoulder, like, all right, what the fuck is this shit?
Is your mic still messing
up? Yeah,
it
just keeps going in and out. I think it's because...
Check if it's plugged into the actual input. Like,
it's plugged.
How's that sounding?
It's because it's like...
Just undo maybe, the Velcro.
All right. Keep talking, folks.
All right. We'll talk... funny suicide notes. What if you wrote, that's all, folks?
That's good.
Huh?
That's really good.
Abba-dee-abba-da, that's all, folks?
What if you wrote, you just like you're like a film student, and you just wrote, Finn.
Like a real asshole. And now the real journey begins.
You just end it like a Richie Gaines joint.
Right, a Richie Gaines joint, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've read the articles that are like the coolest guys on death row, what they said. And there's always some guys like, oh, do you have any last words? He's like, I don't give a shit. Let's fry this baby up.
And
you're like, that guy's
ass.
So cool. And then you look him up, it's like he raped 80 children to death at once. And you're like, oh, that's
at probably, once.
That's not good. That sucks, actually. You're like, this was the original Candyman.
Oh, man. What are other famous? What are other celebrity suicides that have happened?
Famous suicides?
Yeah. Robin Williams.
The Linkin Park guy.
The Linkin Park. Everyone hangs themselves, man.
Robin Williams, I feel like gets a little misunderstood because people are always like, the tears of a clown.
No, it was because he
and
was
it's like
dying.
He had Parkinson's.
He had Parkinson's. Yeah. He just didn't want to suffer. He just didn't want to suffer.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
We knew an old guy growing up who got brain cancer and he just blew his brains out.
It's
and my parents were like, oh, that's so sad. I'm like, yeah, why not?
I mean, he knew he didn't want to suffer. Right.
Being chemo, be all old and shit.
Robin Williams killed himself because of RV.
Ooh, I'm Robin Williams.
Ooh. the Linkin Park guy, Chris Cornell, hung himself. Yeah.
Robin Williams actually killed himself in the Mrs. Doubtfire costume.
Because he hates trans people.
Yeah,
he's like, I can't believe I portrayed a cross-dresser.
It is funny. There are jokes in that movie, looking back, where it is like Robin Williams in a public bathroom being like, hey, how's it going? Guy freaks out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Blows his brains out.
The 90s were full of that shit. Right. Same as Ace Ventura. Yeah. Isn't there an entire plot line in Ace Ventura where it's like,
Ray Finkel is a man, and then everybody's like, like the whole crowd's throwing up. And it's so funny. And also, I think we've talked about this before, but when you watch that as a kid and she turns around and there's the dick tucked, did you think that was just shit when you were a kid?
I can't remember what I thought.
I remember not knowing it was a tucked dick. I thought it was a big dookie.
Big dookie.
And I was like, oh, that's trans people put dookie in their underwear? I just didn't get it.
You also, as a kid, knew that term. You're like, trans people?
Yeah, I was like, are you telling me I don't want to be a turf here?
I mean,
you're a kid.
I'm a kid. I'm as of now, at 8, I'm non-binary.
Right. Yeah, I'm just like that old Billy Porter is in the new Cinderella.
Oh, yeah, the James Corden. They should all be lined up and shot.
Yeah, that was pretty
the entire
good.
Cast of Cinderella, I would love to. You know that old guy that ran over everybody at the farmer's market in Santa Monica like 15 years ago?
Yeah, I
was, when I watched that video of James Corden dancing in the street blocking traffic, I was praying an old guy just lost it, like, you know, his senses just you do want to be
that guy who stole that tank once and drove it downtown.
Oh yeah, Killdozer. I was like, where's Killdozer when you need him? Shoot Corden.
Yeah, where's Chris Dorder?
Can
when
you drive
him?
Over Camilla Cabello and these idiots blocking traffic? Ugh. God.
There really is part of me when, especially when James Corden humped the car, that was like, I think I honestly might have started to pull forward.
I would have touched them. I would have tapped them a little bit with my car. I would have been like, I'm not fucking around. I would have revved my engine.
Well, you're mad that nobody got pissed off. Like, people should have been honking, screaming.
They're idiots. Yeah. They're probably filming it. Like, this is so great.
He's so cute.
I'll get fired from my job for this. Yeah. I'll be late for this.
Yeah, just some guy transplanting an organ.
I wonder if you could sue James Corden and all those people if you, like, got fired.
Yeah. I think you could. Well, I remember when Chris Christie shut down that bridge, you remember, over his political opponent, and somebody died. Jesus. And they sued Chris Christie. Good. I don't know what happened with it. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly the same.
Right, there are things you can do.
At least his wasn't cringy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Christie.
Yeah. Old big fat boy
old
Chris Christie.
Wasn't he the guy that tried to ban like sodas?
No,
you're thinking of Bloomberg.
Yeah, Bloomberg.
He's going the tiny guy.
Going to watch the Bloomberg.
Yeah. We only refer to people as what Trump calls them. It was funny, Chris Christie running and just America being like, yeah, we don't want a big fat guy again.
No, we can't have that. It's bad for morale.
It's bad for morale. We can't even vote for bald people.
I know.
Yeah. You know, there hasn't been like a bald president since Dwight D. Eisenhower, I think.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Even Gerald Ford had some hair.
Yeah. You know? And we need our presidents to be hot, you know, like Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
We'd literally have you be asleep than be fat and bald.
Did you see Biden? I think he fell asleep talking to Benjamin Netanyahu the other day.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, like
that's
literally
so
dozing off.
Yeah. That's great.
I love to think that he did it because he's an anti-Semite. Right. He's like, I hate Jews. Shut up.
He's just doing the...
He's like, shut up, Jew.
His brain shuts off. Yeah, it's pretty great. I hope he just gets like incredible dementia. Just starts going crazy during speeches.
Didn't something happen? People are really going after him for Afghanistan. Like,
well, I
did
think
a bunch of troops die?
I think it's more just the press is like not sugarcoating how he says things anymore.
Uh-huh.
Or they will show him just stuttering and speaking like an idiot.
They're kind of like over the Trump, like he's better than Trump thing now. And they're
right,
kind of like,
exactly.
You're president, and now, but you also suck too now.
Yeah, like, it's been long enough that they're just like, yeah, it's, you know, whatever. It is funny with the amount of people being like, well, you know, I posted some stupid fucking thing that was like just George Bush making fun of George Bush with the mission accomplished.
Yes, that was great.
So one guy emailed me like this 10-paragraph thing. He's like, I was a military veteran. And let me tell you, the way Biden, he did it, this girl's getting raped, DI'd. And he sent me like 10 paragraphs, like just about girls getting raped and DI'd in Afghanistan.
What does DI'd mean?
Like their eyes getting plucked out and stuff.
Oh, DI'd, literally.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And, he just kept taxing it to me over and over. Jesus. Good Lord.
I'm sitting on a thing I'm not supposed
broke
to.
Broke the goddamn thing. I show you no pity. If it was me, I would have run away. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Get back to these women getting DI'd.
DI'd.
I thought that was like TI.
No, they're getting ID'd or something.
Sorry, my apologies.
They're getting their eyes cut out.
What's the non-clunky version of saying their eyes were getting fucking ripped out of their head?
Their eyes gouged out?
Eyes gouged out, yeah. My apologies.
Jesus, that's a horrible thing to
say. So again, they're raped in their eyes. And by the way, this is probably not even true. This guy's just saying this.
Sure. I know 12 Americans did just die, though, didn't they?
Yeah, like, a suicide bomber. Yeah, got him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was just funny. I was like, well, how is this, you know? It's just funny to lay this all at one person's feet.
Yeah, it's all Biden. It's like, we needed to get out. Trump was saying we needed to get out of there.
Biden,
like,
extended his term. And listen, I'm not a Biden fan. It's just funny that all we do now is just taking turns politicizing the horrific nature of of the world. And just depending on who the president is. Like, in 20 years, we're going to be like we're going to take turns blaming food shortages on whoever the president is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, under, you know, president like Barron, like Trump, like, at least we had some corn.
Right.
You know.
No, it is. It's hilarious. Everyone blames everything going on in the world on the president at all times, you know.
And for the most part, they're just like a figurehead or whatever.
Yeah.
They just say a little speech and
they're
do
that. We elect a liar. Mm-hmm. We elect a guy that just lies to us and tells us what we need to hear. And then we do whatever we want. But yeah. Afghanistan's a tricky situation.
Yeah, don't get me. Now,
I like that it's back, though.
Show.
It's back, you know, like growing up, my whole life, like, the first 15 years of my life were just like,
in Afghanistan today, 11 rebels were killed in Kabul.
Yeah, the BBC voice.
Exactly. Yeah. And Al-Qaeda, Al-Ghazari and Wari was just that voice. And I would just drive, my dad would just be driving to school and I'd be like, this is oddly calming.
Right.
And then you would just hear in the background like, hey, and they'd be like, things are doing or going horribly. Hezbollah.
Yeah, just all these things you never really actually
understand.
I
had no clue what was going on. I remember at a certain point, my dad listened to so much NPR that I would just be, I think I turned to him one time and I was like, I hate the Middle East. I'm like, why can't they just shut up? They're annoying. Lebanese too. I go to like family reunions and people be speaking Arabic and I'd be like, shut up, terrorist.
To your uncle?
To like my uncle? Yeah. He's like, I'm like, ugh. I don't even think Lebanese people speak Arabic. I think no, they do. They speak Arabic, I think.
Lebanese. Yeah.
They speak Arabic.
Right? I don't know. I honestly, it really does. There's that whole part of the world. It's just, I hear white noise.
It's weird. The fact that Iranians don't speak Arabic and they speak like Farsi, I'm like, all right, you guys are getting fancy here. Right. Okay. Yeah. The same thing with like Brazilians speaking Portuguese. I'm like, just speak Spanish. Okay. Can we make this a little more simple? Why?
Why don't you get out of my face?
What the hell is Portuguese? Okay. Right. You're Mexican.
There is. I was at a Thai restaurant the other day because LA has really good Thai food.
We have great Thai food. That's our thing.
I was pointing just to the signs and written
Prick
Thai.
King and
no, print in Thai. You know, the Thai alphabet.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
was like, what a goofy alphabet. Can we be honest? It looks like fucking Laffy Taffy alphabet.
It's like the Patrice joke about like Chinese places. He goes, I don't know what they got. You know, a smiley face with a house sign and a squiggly line. And like that's their language.
Every Thai letter is like, we got a banana and four oranges.
They speak in like emoji, like their language is emojis.
Yes. Yeah, it really.
It's like emojis.
Yeah, it really. It's like Lord of the, it's like Elven, and then like what the Willy Wonka little people would say.
Yep.
Yeah. What are they called? The Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas. Yeah,
it's like Oompa Loompa writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Have you been back to a theater since COVID?
Movie theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched The Green Knight in theaters. It's kind of weird how fucking awful my attention span is now.
Really?
Even for just movies in a movie theater. Like not being on my phone for 2 hours, it's kind of brutal.
Yeah.
Have you guys been back?
I've been back. I saw Stillwater and I saw Pig. All based in Ben. I want to see Zola, but Zola's not in anything anymore. But
yeah, I don't.
Ben's
I don't
been like seeing movies. It's weird. Ben like never watched movies before, and now he's like a bit.
I think he just has some free time for the first time in a while,
right? Because
he keeps messaging me about like movies to watch. I saw Pig. I liked Pig a lot.
I liked Pig. I didn't love it. I thought it was weak but good.
Did you see The Green Knight?
I didn't.
Green Knight's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I heard Candyman's actually really good too.
Really?
Yeah.
All these people were talking about it the other day, and they were kind of dumb people. So yeah. I was like, I bet it's bad.
I saw Fast 9 as well.
Okay.
In theaters, and it was funny, just how bad the movie is to watch it in like, you know, like North Hollywood
right.
a theater, and just like
I'm literally
laughing my ass off, and people are like, dude, that's like about family though. Like people are like pissed off at me. I'm like, he's driving a GTO in the rainforest. It has 1 inch of clearance. It's a ridiculous movie. They're in space. Let me laugh at this.
They go to
shit.
Space.
They go to space in a car. Not even in a spaceship, Devin. In a car, they go to space.
How do they explain
get, like,
that?
Batted into space.
They
like
shoot
another car.
So they bring in Lucas Black, the little kid from Sling Blade, who was in Tokyo Drift. You remember?
Yes, I love him.
Yeah, he's great. He's great in Tokyo
I love
Drift.
Him, yeah,
just go around.
The quarterback
like,
for Friday Night Lights.
What do you watch, Japan? Says no.
I love Tokyo Drift, dude. I'll watch Tokyo Drift right fucking
what
now.
What is DK for Donkey Kong? I'm just like, he's in it, and him and little Romeo, little Bow Wow. Which one?
Probably
is
Probably Bow Wow.
Little Bow Wow.
Bow Wow was in the first.
Is in the first one. Thank you. Little Bow Wow. They're like building rockets just randomly in Japan, and then Ludacris and the other guy go up to him, and they just strap a big rocket onto the car, and they just shoot it into space. and they're flying to space.
How do they not
the
die in space? Do they have helmets on?
They have like these like helmets breathe? That they've like duct taped these little systems together. And the whole time they're like, man, this is crazy that we be in space. And it's like, that doesn't excuse.
It's like just a couple racers from Echo Park shooting themselves into space.
Right, exactly.
In an El Camino.
Right. Just guys.
Oh my God.
Just guys illegally putting NOS in
this
their cars.
This is about family.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's fine. It's like fun to laugh at.
Yeah.
But then there's people like legitimately
like they
take
love
it seriously.
It. They're really into it. Yeah.
There's at one point, the whole movie is Vin Diesel literally like standing like this, like side to the camera just so he can flex his tricep the entire movie. And at one point, he jumps down to battle some guys like from a 10-foot ledge. And as he jumps down, he literally does this as he's jumping.
Just
and like,
to show
like
his
does
muscles.
The double like flex. I legitimately, like, I laughed my ass off the whole movie.
I think that's why a lot of people I know go to them. Like, they still love it, but they also know they're so ridiculous.
It's just so rare to see something take itself that seriously.
Right.
Like, you can tell everybody involved is like, this is, we're making something important.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible.
And it's the ninth one.
Yeah.
They're like,
Cardi B shows up at
oh
one point.
God.
She pulls a mask and she's Cardi B, and I'm just screaming.
Cardi B.
She's just literally going like, okay, all right.
Okay, listen, like.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys a couple of things, okay?
Who here wants their dick sucked?
Like,
I want a dick.
He's
in
like,
my
where
mouth.
The fuck is this car's dick? I want to suck the dick of this car, okay?
She's like so every right. Cardi B's just like talking to like Elizabeth Warren. She's right. Like, but Elizabeth, like, like, you ever like squirt in a dude's face on the bus?
Yeah, like, Loki, I'm just so sad all the time.
I love you, Joe Biden. I want to swallow your nut.
Yeah, it is funny. Anytime you listen to it, you're just like, man, this is so. Goddamn sexual.
So everything she says, she's just on like Facebook or like IG Live, just like, yeah, I like need a dick in my ass. And also, like, we need Medicare for all.
Right. Just everybody's like, every awkward celebrity's just like, all right, power
to the people. Power to Cardi B.
Yeah, Judd Apatow's like, when Cardi said she wanted nut in her eye.
I love Cardi B. She empowers
power.
Women. Yeah. I'm putting her in the king of Coney Island.
Right.
I'm giving her the gape gloves to the city.
I'm casting Cardi B in the queen of New York.
I'm making a movie about my children, starring Cardi B as Leslie Mann.
It's Cardi B teaching my children how to rob men as a hooker.
I'm going to make an eighth movie where Paul Rudd fucks my wife.
It is funny. Judd Apatow's movies have gradually just turned into like he's making cuck porn
for
himself.
Yeah,
he's like, I don't know. Paul Rudd's hot.
Yeah, This Is 50 is just going to be like full penetration.
This Is 50?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah,
he might.
But it's just Paul Rudd blowing his wife's back out. That's the whole movie. 3 hours long for some reason.
What is the last good? I mean, This Is 40. I don't count as like a good movie for him. So it's probably
Superbad was Knocked Up, Superbad.
Well, he didn't direct the Knocked Up. He directed, but Superbad he produced. King of Staten Island
is his best movie.
God, exactly,
that movie is so
it's unbelievable.
Well, he directed The 40-Year-Old Virgin and then Knocked Up, and then what else did he direct?
Funny
actually,
people.
He directed The Cable
Funny
Guy.
Funny People.
The Cable Guy. I'll count The Cable Guy as a good movie just for the first half of it.
Yeah. Sure. I like Funny People too.
Yeah, Cable Guy, I do like. Actually.
It's two movies, but it's still good.
Yeah.
Do
you like Cable Guy?
I haven't seen it in a really long time, but I did like it when I saw it a while
some
back.
Funny stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of dark too, right?
Yeah, it is very dark actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fun.
I think Dumb and Dumber is the greatest movie ever made.
It's really pretty good.
I think it's the greatest, not movie, but comedy ever made.
Right. You think it's the best.
Best
like,
movie.
I go Dumb and Dumber, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
No, but I think it's the purest comedy like ever made. It's just
for a pure comedy.
It's just the ultimate idea. Like, hey, what happens if two guys just don't understand anything.
Right.
That's always, that's it, like, it really what most like, jokes are is people if, being stupid.
Yeah, what if there was two mentally retarded guys?
Just two mentally challenged people.
And that's it.
Living in the world.
Right.
It's hilarious.
It's always amused me, the fine line. Like, when we have a dumb character, like Dumb and Dumber,
yeah.
they're mentally handicapped.
Yes, they're literally, it's a movie about two men. They shouldn't
Homer
be.
Homer Simpson is retarded.
They shouldn't
Peter
be living
Griffin
on their
retarded.
Own. Yeah, like, yeah. none of these people should be living on their own. Right. They should have a caretaker.
They all, but if you make I Am Sam, it's disgusting.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
I Am Sam, Sean Penn's literally falling on his face off of, like, some stairs.
We should remake I Am Sam where he gets on a scooter and he drives to Aspen to give a woman her suitcase back.
Yeah, he's just going, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, and hand the headway a big wooden board.
Is that my daughter? That'd be so funny if he did that in every movie he made. He just did the Mystic River thing.
Is that my daughter,
There's a scene in I Am Sam where he gets, like, abused by a lady at, like, the coffee shop he works at.
Yeah.
She's just essentially like, what are you, fucking retarded?
It's like, yeah,
and he's like, I'm just dying my best. Yeah, it
like,
and
I'm
it's so, like, this I'm is crazy.
Right,
this
was like,
made.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
She's like, I had no idea.
Yeah, the man wearing a big diaper.
Obviously mentally challenged.
Dude, it's so funny if you listen to Sean Penn talk about that role, too. The amount of respect he thinks he brought to the role.
Yes, yeah.
I've heard him talk about it. He's like, I spent, you know, 2 years with a school of intellectually disabled children, and they you know, I learned to life from them, and then you watch the movie, and he's just like,
like Tropic Thunder did it
yeah,
perfectly.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about?
Never go full retard.
You never go full retard.
I mean, yeah,
he really does go for it, and it really is disgusting.
What are other movies like? You got Gilbert Grape.
Great.
I think that was the best representation of a tard.
Probably, honestly. Yeah. I can kind of a little bit, I think.
Honestly, Leo did it. He did it good.
Right.
It was like ridiculous, but tasteful, and like, yeah. I've met you know, mentally challenged people like
right.
that.
Well, I think
where
Leo
Sean
did
Penn,
it.
It's like, why is he even out? Who let him out?
Right.
It's like, who let him out of the house?
Yeah, I think the thing with Leo is he just did a really great job of getting the. Is that going to pick up?
A little bit, but it's fine.
Does a really great job.
Yeah,
we're
almost done.
Of just getting the behavior and the speech down and just being like, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Where Sean Penn is like, I'm going to
really
like,
give it
he's
some.
Like, he's doing the my left foot, like the Daniel Day-Lewis,
yeah, yeah,
but being
yeah.
retarded.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you consider Cheddar Bob?
No, he's just a dumb guy.
Yeah, he's just dumb.
He's not mentally challenged. He's just dumb.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What about in Good Times?
I don't. Anyone that can drive,
brother.
He's good in that, but that's because he looks kind of mentally retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, doesn't he kind of play like a mentally?
No, he is. He is like
mentally.
Yeah, he has like a state assigned therapist
caretaker
or whatever. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
yeah,
he
that's
is,
a
yeah.
good representation, I guess.
No, that was good. Yeah, for sure. And then you ultimately just feel really bad for the character.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's about how
just,
tough
he's getting
his
roped
life is.
In Yeah. robbing banks with his idiot
getting
brother.
Beat up in prison.
I gotta rewatch yeah. that. I thought it was a good movie. I just hate the Safdie brothers' music choices. They like it just is like
oh you
like,
know like the electronic.
It really
stuff.
Drives me nuts. It really I hate yeah. it because I love the content, but I fucking hate their music.
Yeah, I liked. I think I like Good Time better than Uncut Gems.
I think I
yeah,
did too.
Because I think Uncut Gems more just relies on the tension, but once yeah. you've seen it. The first watch is amazing.
Yeah.
And then once you see it, you're like, oh, I know everything.
Yeah. I don't know. The first watch of Uncut Gems for me was like, I was like, oh, this is crazy, kind of. But like at the same time, I was like, I just didn't care at all about him. So I was like, yeah,
right.
he'll probably die, idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when he did, I was like, yeah. Like, yeah, I wasn't shocked like everybody right. else. I was like, why would anyone be shocked he gets shot? Like, he's gotten lucky the whole movie. He should
right.
have been killed the first 20 minutes.
And
like,
I guess part of it is just, I mean, I think maybe it speaks more to, like, this current state of entertainment. That part of me is like, oh, it feels like a...
Felt like an older movie.
Yeah, I'm like, it feels like I'm watching, like, The Killing of a Chinese Bookie
exactly.
or something.
No,
like, something
no.
wild.
That's why
happen.
We liked it. I'll, yeah. I'll rewatch it again, actually,
yeah.
but...
Which all those movies from this, I watch, you know, like, I'll go back and watch, like, The Killing of a Chinese Bookie, and mm-hmm. I get how it was amazing in its time, but when I'm watching it, I'm just like, just kill the fucking bookie already.
You just don't want to see the...
I'm just watching that...
I don't care about yeah. the black women dancing at
right.
the club.
I'm watching an overweight man with a top hat going, like, imagination.
That's
and just thinking about the South Park episode the whole time, because they take it from that.
Yeah,
I never
exactly.
realized
yeah,
that.
They take it from
it's
Killing...
It's amazing, because you watch the whole movie, and you're like, ah, oh, man, what a... Artful, groundbreaking,
yeah.
the music's amazing.
Yeah.
And then you get to the end and it's just like, imagination.
Yep.
Just ruins the whole movie.
South Park. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the was the last thing was the girl's ass in Uncut Gems fake? It had to be fake, right?
Julia Fox?
Yeah.
No, I think her ass just looks like that.
What?
I think she was hired for her ass.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, and I think she injected it. Well, I mean, her, it's crazy, big. I think she had previous.
I thought you meant fake.
No, not in the movie.
Like there's a guy on stage.
Yeah, she's like a socialite. Like right. She's not even like right. a talent. Really like she it. Doesn't even pursue anything. Mm-hmm. She's right. just like a person that hangs around famous people right. and is cast for being hot. And I just think she has a fake.
Probably.
Ass. It looked
she has the BBL.
That one aerial shot when she's like walking through New York, it's just insane yeah. looking.
So you can see
for
her
a white
ass from
woman.
The top.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
It is funny if you watch the new Brendan Fraser movie that she's in. What is it called?
No
Way Out or something like that.
I didn't even know she was in one with him.
The Steven, not Sondberg, fuck.
Soderbergh?
Steven Soderbergh movie that just came out with Don Cheadle, Brendan Fraser.
I don't even know about those, no.
Oh, anyway, she's in it, but it's all set in the 1950s. She plays like a housewife, and it just completely ruins the movie. She's like, no housewife had a gigantic ass.
In the 1950s. Yeah.
She's like, do you know what I major? And just her ass is like knocking over fucking like stoves and kettles shit. Wait, they didn't even make dresses that looked like that. Women didn't have tits.
No.
Until
no.
the 60s.
The husband's like, honey, how's ass parade going?
Well, I'm frankly, yeah, the whole movie's like, frankly, I'm insecure about my wife's huge ass. Frankly, I feel it's out of place. Colloquially in the 1950s. Here in the 1950s.
This guy, he's Don Draper. He's like, my wife is a busty vixen. Yeah.
What if I had a big busty wife? What if my wife had big fat tits?
That's our favorite gag is Don Draper doing new commercial, modern commercials. Yeah. He goes, what if it's black people at McDonald's?
They've just graduated high school.
They've just graduated high school. And they're loving it.
Did I tell you, I've literally had the same idea where it's Don Draper being like, what if we change their profile picture on Twitter to a rainbow flag? And then Sarah Lynn Cooper's just like, Don, this is a missile defense company. He's like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to go get my dick sucked by a trans woman because it's 2021.
And he leaves. He leaves.
Yeah, it's Don visiting instead of the hippies. Don visiting the trans people at the BLM protest. He's like, look at all you. You think you don't have jobs?
Yeah. Hip, the modern Don Draper where right. he's like, yeah, exploiting cultural movements mm-hmm. for the ad campaign.
Yeah, he has like a fucking neck tattoo, the modern Don Draper. Just dressed like a fuck boy.
Yeah, he looks like G-Eazy.
Yeah. Yeah. At the protest, just some guy be like, you don't care about the cash, man.
He's like, we need to advertise on TikTok. We need to get on all the platforms.
What if we got DaBaby?
What if we got DaBaby mm-hmm. to do a live performance with Billy Porter?
It is funny to think, like, somebody looking back at our time period 40 years from now, like, looking at making something like that, and they're like the new, you remember The Newsroom?
Yeah.
Where they're just going back 4 years.
It's the funniest show ever made.
The funniest thing, yeah. When they announced Bin Laden dying.
We did it on an episode.
In the airplane.
That's maybe the craziest thing I've ever seen on TV.
What's one of my favorite things of all
time? The pilot's calling, they go, what's going on here? He goes, listen, I'm a journalist. Osama bin Laden has just been
right, but he takes a look at their pants for nice love.
He looks at their uniforms and he's like, I can't withhold this information from pilots.
the we've just received confirmation that the U.S. has conducted a sovereign mission to terminate.
Everyone
the
cheers.
Life of,
they all cheer. They hug.
Right, terminate the life of bin Laden.
Oh man,
do you remember where you were when we figured that out? I do remember.
When did it happen? I think I was in school when we killed.
I think it was 2011.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember being at home actually. So maybe it was after school. Or
I wasn't in school in 2011, so I was must have just.
I was in college. I was sophomore year of college.
I think I was just hanging out. It's like a horror movie. My dad's hand just under the. I don't know where I was. I remember where I was in 9/11.
Yeah.
I was in the towers. I escaped.
I was in
You were setting charges in building seven.
I was detonating.
You're like, I think there's something fishy about this.
I was in Uptown, right. Pressing a cartoonish
Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote. Yeah,
the tower's just packed with Acme explosives.
I was tying a wire around a piano right when the planes.
We find out that, Yosemite Sam did 9/11.
What an.
I say,
may all rain for a thousand years.
Oh, man. Oh,
shit. Do you think if you were sent back in time, you could stop 9/11?
Mark Wahlberg does. But
yeah.
If
you were just dropped.
Like, get somebody to
if
know.
If you were just dropped in New York City a month before
could you
before
get somebody to believe you?
Could you stop
9/11? That you have
happening?
This knowledge?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so.
Literally
either.
No one would listen to you. They'd think you're a quack.
Yeah, yeah. I think they'd also think
then when it happened that you had something to do with it.
You didn't
your life would be over. You'd have to just you'd have to just live with the fact that it's goddamn thing. You'd have to live with the fact that it's going to happen.
I think
it
best
just
case
keeps
scenario.
Cutting out.
Best case scenario, I could try and be on that same plane, like just book the plane ahead of time. But even then, I'd probably just get stabbed to death, just storming the cockpit.
Yeah, even then, like you go on the plane and then you point out that you're like, these guys have bombs, and everyone just accuses you of being a racist. Right. And then they fly the plane to the tower.
You end up in the wrong plane.
they kick you off.
Like, he's like, no, this will not be racist in 12 hours.
That is interesting to think about. No, you literally wouldn't be able to alert anybody.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, at the time, like, they used box cutters because they could get them on. So if you were like, no, they have box cutters, and they'd be like, yeah, that's allowed.
Right.
Racist, what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Yeah, they got boxes.
They'd be like, maybe when they get to New York, they're unpacking. Asshole.
Yeah, you piece of shit. Probably couldn't stop it.
No, and honestly, I wonder about that. I really don't think you could. This is driving fucking crazy.
What? Maybe we need to get new XLR cables.
Maybe the plug-in's just a little dusty.
I haven't done anything with these fucking things.
Yeah. Make sure you don't unplug it.
Take it easy over
there. Come on, man.
Maybe we wrap.
Devin's losing
maybe
his
we
fucking
wrap
mind.
For a day. Devin's having a...
Devin clearly can't handle
it. I'm going to stop Devin's, 9/11.
Devin's pitching a hissy fit over here. I say.
Oh, dude, I remember you guys probably talked about this, but then the new Space Jam.
Oh, it's so bad.
There's one point. I'm watching the whole thing because it's just such
thing,
a piece of shit.
It's like
it's
if
so
like TikTok was a movie.
It is a perfect metaphor for our times in that it's like, oh, yeah, all entertainment is written by studio. Like just a executive board.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that scene where Foghorn Leghorn is on the dragon from Game of Thrones and he goes, I say, winter is coming. And I screamed in my brother's house. like he ran out of his room because he thought something had happened.
Winter is coming.
I say, winter is coming.
Oh,
and I couldn't believe what a huge piece of shit it was.
Oh, it was so bad. I turned it off after like 40 minutes.
The villain's
minutes,
name is Algae Rhythm.
Yeah, Algae Rhythm.
Get killed.
Algae Rhythm.
Get murdered, honestly.
I mean, they're literally just like, getting us comfortable with the fact that algorithms run our lives.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like that a little bit. It's like, oh, yeah, welcome to
the new world, basically. Yeah. Like, get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are so many things where I'm just like, oh, I didn't realize in the last 4 years, the culture completely changed around me, Like, it's no longer, like, critical taste is no longer mostly a thing.
No, you're, like, deemed like a bad guy if you, like, are critical.
Yeah.
Like, if you care at all about what you're looking at, you're, like, people just don't have time for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? Everything is just fine the minute it comes out.
Right.
Like, essentially.
Yeah. Everything is either, everything is, like, low-key genius, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like we were just talking about the Kanye thing. It's just because of like this fuckboy culture of like they've heard other people who are smarter than them say Kanye is a genius for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're like the new album comes out and they're like, low key, he's a god. Mm-hmm. It's like you listen to it, you're like, this is not good.
Yeah,
you got to think critically about stuff, even stuff that you liked previously.
Also, anybody that has given an album has been out for an hour and a half and you think that you can make make a statement it's a classic, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I remember when Ye came out and I was telling people, I was like, yeah, it's not bad. You know, like Ghost Town is good, but it feels kind of boring to me. It feels like, like an album that was made in 2 weeks, which it was. And people were like, oh, you fucking, you're just doing to Kanye what they did when Yeezus came out. I was like, I don't
know. It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's a seven track album.
On. 7-track. It's 22 minutes long.
It's the one song on it sounds like it was supposed to be for Kid Cudi.
It was 100% supposed to Ghost be on Town Kids and Ghosts.
Was yeah. Like that's Ghost Town's like amazing
song. And then everything else is just like these shitty Kanye beats that he does now. That is just like, oh, he took a fucking turn signal. And then, like, kind of like a low key, like, little relaxed trap beat.
Yeah.
Like, the stolen from a hip hop study to compilation.
He put a synth behind a blinker.
Right. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care that an insane person.
It's the
did
sound
something.
Of a truck backing up, right? But with a twist.
He's not insane.
Yeah, the first few songs I listened to on this, they were on Donda. It's like, okay, this is Kanye esque, but it sounds a little off. Mm-hmm. It sounds a little forced.
Right.
Enough of the God shit.
Just it's just enough. Funny that he's tricked the world. And I love everything pre-Ye.
Yeah.
But it's funny that he's now gotten to a point where he can just be wearing a mask in a basement lifting weights. People are like, you know, the man don't miss. It's like he's having a bipolar episode.
He rented out an entire arena.
Yeah, can you imagine just like
make an album?
They see a live stream of Kanye in the Killers room from 7 scribbling a notebook. So like the man do not miss. So he's gone
about
insane.
A serial killer.
Yeah, Kanye's the 7 guy. He's making DaBaby fuck a lady with that big horned.
He apparently he said today he didn't even give them permission to release the album.
Yeah, good.
He's like pissed that
good.
It's out.
I'm glad.
But it's like, this is just another PR stunt.
Right.
What do you mean? You didn't know they were releasing your album? It's Sunday. It sounds like you'd put it out on a Sunday. God's day, whatever the fuck.
Right.
Like,
it's also like, yeah, it's good. I'm glad they did.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Also, who? Like, don't you own the...
What, yeah, Warner
you the
Music
of,
yeah. or something?
Also,
like,
you're making...
Didn't you already delay it?
Yeah.
Also, every, like, leaked song I heard before this album came out sounds better than what... You just keep making them worse.
Yeah, he overproduced. He's just keeps, like, you know, he keeps working on them in this way where it's like, all right, now you're just, like, probably changing a song that we all like.
Literally, his favorite songs I've heard of the past couple years have been leaked stuff that was never officially... You let out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just on YouTube compilations.
Well, apparently, I've never listened to Yandy or whatever. Like
Yandy has, I think, some songs that are better than anything on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even still, it's like people taking clips and like putting them together from...
I just never know, like, is Yandy actually him or is that people on YouTube that like edited it a certain way? And, like,
I think it's partly like people taking beats and samples and like lyrics that he released and kind of putting them together.
Yeah.
Which I think speaks even more to like, oh, if this could... Some guy on YouTube named Toastman42.
Right. Imagine if he did it.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Kanye himself. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll listen to the rest of the album today. Yeah. But
anyway. Yeah.
It's just, it's also like, it doesn't even seem like it's like you'd think Donda would be like a really personal, like a 11, 12 track album like Kanye has done or whatever, like a Yeezus, like a tribute to his mom. And it just seems like this like very convoluted hour and 48 minute album. It doesn't seem, it seems very confused.
The tribute to his mom is somebody going Donda, Donda, Donda,
yeah, the
Donda
first,
for 40
the first
seconds.
Song, so it's like, what is this?
And then him rapping about like just,
jail.
Yeah, jail and being in Lambo. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's original.
What? Yeah, that's... Yeah. You're like,
I've always wanted a hip-hop song to rap about Lambos.
Yeah, and we gonna go to jail tonight. Donda, 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 Donda. Yeah. It's like, ugh, that was so like annoying.
Mm-hmm. Kind of just rapping about his ranch. I'm like,
in Montana.
Don't I don't care.
He's just like, what the fuck is a buffalo?
And it's so, yeah, every new album he releases now, I just go back and listen to his whole discography over again.
He's the greatest.
And it's so
I
funny.
Mean,
yeah, if you're listening to like Late Registration or something, he's like rapping about like the CIA releasing crack into like black communities and like being on food stamps and stuff. And then it's like, well, this is just
I love
the complete opposite.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is haunting. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think I might go Yeezus first.
Yeezus is fucking great.
Just because I think it was so... I know people say it's based off the money.
It took people a while
so
to get into it.
People hate it. Yeah. I hated it when it first came
same
out.
Same kind of. I knew it was good, but I was like, I don't know if I'll listen to this that much. And no, it's an amazing album.
Yeah, I go back and listen to like... Now there's like three songs on that that are like some of my favorite. Like Bound 2, I think, is one of his greatest songs.
It's great.
Yeah.
Fuck! I love that that line in like New Slaves or whatever. He's like, "Came on your Hampton blouse, like fuck you in your Hampton house." Came on a Hampton blouse, like I love that. It's like classic. Like he's like in these places he's not really supposed to be,
right?
And they have to deal with him because he's Kanye. Like,
yeah, there's still a conflict there because it's him talking about trying to transition to this high class world and people still not accepting him. Like
new slaves. It's all about, no, the new slavery is, you know, merchandise and being sold to. And then now the new Kanye is selling a mass for $160 a piece. You
yeah,
know?
Right. He does the same
Even
thing.
Even these concert events, you can argue, are just opportunities for him to sell more swag just over and over.
Doing a concert before something is out, no one even knows what it is, so it's like a listening party, but you're not even performing. It's just like, there's just like a little staged, you know, thing happening.
He does push-ups.
He's just there, but there's like a weird thing happening, like cars driving around and people dancing.
Yeah.
But
like it's
a CNET event. It's like I was at the Kanye listening party.
And it's like, okay, you rebuilt your childhood house, which is an interesting idea. I do agree. But then nothing is, you're right, done around it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this, like the Pablo tour. Like he's on that stage. It's like, that's very cool. But then nothing, he's just on the stage the whole time. And most of the concert sucked.
Yeah.
Because he's having a mental breakdown.
Yeah, he like quit. He like quit the concert.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to one of them and it was like very underwhelming.
It was like a 50-50. People were like, it was great, or they just got the ones where he was just awful.
He was just riding around on a thing floating over people just like, the song was already playing. Like,
people
he wasn't
were falling
even
to their death off of the stage, which was very funny.
Yeah, it was like people trying to leave Afghanistan.
Somebody doing a milk crate thing to get on that plane just to jump to it. I know you guys have talked about the milk crates, but I do really love
I love that this shit just pops up out of nowhere. Right. Just people just doing the weirdest thing of all time, hurting themselves.
Yeah. Brutally hurting themselves.
People are saying like they're hurting themselves to the point where like they're going to the ER and they're like, well, there's COVID. So like, people aren't getting help.
It's like we're just truly a stupid
We're just the dumbest people of all time. I mean,
I was like, I didn't know where all those milk crates came from, like where everybody got them. So I just searched on Twitter and there was so many tweets of like, first off, y'all ain't been going to the hood if you don't know where like
where milk crate is.
Yeah, where milk crates are. And I was like, no, I did not.
No,
I'm sorry.
Who gets milk? It's not the 50s.
Yeah, what are you talking
who's
about?
Who's getting milk
who's
delivered?
Who's buying 40 gallons of milk? Are you coaching an NFL team? What are you talking about?
What does that even mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Are black people lactose intolerant? Why are they drinking milk in the first place?
That's why we just send all the crates there. They don't get the milk.
They get the crate.
Yeah, just the crates.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Well, should we wrap it up?
Yeah. All right. Sir, now.
All right.
All right.
That's our milk crate challenge, folks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Later.